Welcome in. Welcome back to another episode of the Format Podcast. Got a pretty good episode for you here today. The NBA is coming down to the final days of the regular season and teams are fighting, jockeying for playoff position. But the NFL says, hold my beer. Got a big trade that just happened. So, before we get to that, you know what time it is.
If you're here on YouTube and you haven't already, please make sure you go ahead, click that like, that subscribe, that notification bell. Make sure you're kept up to date whenever we drop new content on the channel. If you want the audio-only version of the podcast, open up your audio podcast platform, hit the search bar, type in The Format Podcast, and we should come right up. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you give us that like, that five-star review, and drop a comment. All that stuff helps us rise in the algorithm, helps us find more sports fans, helps more sports fans find us. And finally, make sure you write it down, put it in your phone, set an alarm, do whatever you got to do to remember. Saturday nights at 7 p.m., we are live here on the Format Podcast, and we'll give you the opportunity to call in, talk to us, get at me. I love it. I can't wait.
So what I teased in the beginning, in the intro of this show, let's get right to it, man. Stephon Diggs, the former Buffalo Bills wide receiver, is on his way to Texas to join up with C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. And, man, this was a shocker. So first, it looks like obviously he's going to be switching uniforms here. And, well, that's going to look like the opposite coming up, right? But anyway, if you remember, 2 years ago in the playoffs, he didn't like the way it ended. And there was a lot of off-season strife. Well, not strife, but there was cryptic tweets and, of course, all that stuff. That's what the guys like to do now. And Stephen A. Smith of ESPN First Take and ESPN, he reported that he heard it from sources close to Stephon Diggs that he was not happy in Buffalo. And, of course, he was roundly refuted. But as you saw throughout the year, Stephon Diggs, he had a decent season, but he clearly didn't look happy. And then, of course, the Buffalo Bills, they get the home game against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, and they go out in the divisional round. And so now we see it, the end result. He gets traded to the Buffalo Bills and for, I think, a second-round draft pick in 2025. That's the crazy part. He is a big-time producer, one of the better wide receivers in the NFL, and they don't get a whole lot for him. But I guess the bridge was burned. It just went too far, and so they had to do something to get him out of there, and that's the crazy part. The Houston Texans are not joking around. Obviously, last year, they hired DeMeco Ryans as their head coach, and he probably could have been coach of the year. I believe Kevin Stefanski of Cleveland got it, but he could have gotten it too. He had a tremendous first year, which was crazy. He gets to the divisional round. They draft C.J. Stroud at quarterback. He comes in and totally changes life there. Throws for 4,108 yards on the season, which was eighth in the league. He threw for 23 touchdowns and only 5 interceptions. And, of course, he had some injury time there. But, man, Stroud was special. Had a couple 400-yard games. Had a couple of games with late-game comebacks. I mean, he really did his thing. And you could see just how much the Texans had changed and what type of team they're building themselves into. And then you see this offseason, they go and they get Danielle Hunter. And he's one of the elite pass rushers in the league. They grab him from Minnesota. And then, of course, now they get Stephon Diggs. And that gives C.J. Stroud a truly elite weapon. And that's crazy. Because now C.J. Stroud, he looks like the Texans, barring injury. Of course, you always got to take injury into account when we're talking about NFL and prognosticating on where guys are going to fall. But where teams are going to fall, excuse me, at the end of the year, record-wise and all that kind of thing. But, yeah, when it comes to it, man, the Texans clearly look like they're going to be the class of the AFC South. Of course, we don't know what Anthony Richardson is going to turn into up in Indianapolis. We don't know if there's more moves to be made or if there's a diamond in the rough found in the draft for the Jags or the Titans. But this division looks to be the Texans for the taking. I mean, they have a bright young coach. They have a quarterback who's bordering on elite, and now they get him a true number one wide receiver. C.J. Stroud pretty much turned Nico Collins into a number one last year. So now with the way he's playing and the way he's developed, and you add Stephon Diggs to that, man, it's crazy. And then you add tight end Dalton Schultz. You got a lot going on there. And so now you wonder what's going to happen to the Buffalo Bills. They're probably going to take a major step back, unless, of course, they can come up with a high-end wide receiver out of the draft. Now, that's the good thing about the NFL draft. College is pumping out high-end wide receivers year in and year out, and you don't always have to be near the top to get one, and that's the crazy part. But you're talking about losing a guy who is a major producer. So if we look at Stephon Diggs' stats here, obviously he played in Minnesota first, but you look at 2020, which is the key year. That's his biggest year in the NFL in terms of catches and total yardage. Now, that coincidentally coincides with Josh Allen's biggest jump, and you know, you got 1500 yards from Josh Allen literally adds 1500 yards passing to his numbers, and that's the year that Stephon Diggs arrives. So now you look at the side by side and you can see that 2020 was the year that everything really made the jump for Josh Allen, from 3,000 yards to 4,500 yards passing in that 1 year. And of course, Stephon Diggs arrives and he's got the 1,500 yards. So, man, it is absolutely crazy what's going on. And it's funny to me. I talked about this briefly at the beginning of the show. Every time the NBA thinks that they have the attention of the sporting world, the NFL says, nah, we got that. You can step back, little brother. And, you know, the NBA, it's a great game. I'm not going to say NBA action is fantastic. That's an old slogan from the 90s. I really miss that. Yeah, we're not done with the 90s. But anyway, but the NFL has just completely taken over, and they are obviously the dominant sports league in this country. And they keep doing things and making moves that are going to grab your attention and really make you watch. And the beautiful thing about the NFL is that a team, if it has the right management, the right coaching, and obviously the right quarterback, it can turn around quickly. Obviously, if it has the opposite of those things, then it can go into the toilet quickly. But you're looking at a guy, man, CJ Stroud is so good. And might I remind you, if you go back and check this channel, I actually had CJ Stroud is clearly the number one quarterback on my board coming out last year. I said that Bryce Young was not the guy. CJ Stroud was the guy. It was pretty obvious to me. So I was right on that one, and I'll take it. But yeah, the kid is special, man. The kid is special. And now you get him a legitimate number one. They can run the football. They can throw the football. They can defend the football and get after the passer. They have outstanding coaching. And this team is only going to get better. We just got to see what they do in the draft now. And it is scary because the AFC is just... The AFC is so loaded, man. If you want to compete, you're in the AFC. If you want a possibly easier path to the Super Bowl, the NFC is where you should go. You've got outstanding coaches. You've got outstanding quarterbacks. You've got outstanding weapons. Man, the AFC is just tough. You got Stefanski up in Cleveland. You've got John Harbaugh in Baltimore. You've got the Steelers, who are likely going to make a resurgence, obviously Mike Tomlin, and now they've got Russell Wilson, a Super Bowl champion, and you add in behind him Justin Fields, who has unlimited potential if coached properly. Obviously, Joe Burrow's going to be back in Cincinnati. You've got Jim Harbaugh out in LA with the Chargers, and Justin Herbert, who probably is going to take a huge step forward now that he's going to have proper offensive and quarterback coaching. You've got obviously defending champion Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. I mean, the AFC is just an absolute nightmare, man. Who knows what's going to happen in that division, but it's going to be tough. And there's just going to be some tremendous, tremendous games. So, yeah, we got Stephon Diggs. He is now heading to the Lone Star State. And, man, him with CJ Stroud, that should be special. Can't wait to see it. Can't wait to see it. So what I want to know from you, leave your comments in the comment section. How do you think Stephon Diggs is going to do with CJ Stroud? Do you think he's going to be a difference maker? What do you think of the Houston Texans this year? I can't wait to hear from you. And make sure you like and subscribe to the channel, and make sure you check in with us on Saturday night for the Format Podcast Live. And I'm out. Peace.